the Judas Cross, Chapter 6. Brother, 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 come back! What have you just been doing, little sister? I've warned you about hypnosis, especially on me. Hacking into my head. This gaslighting. What have you just been up to? What have you been up to? Tell me. Nothing. Nothing. Don't give me that rubbish. What have you done? You know, brother, a complexion of yours would benefit from a little shadow or shade. It's far too stark in this daylight. Never mind the sly dog dialogue. What have you just been doing inside my head? More than you realize, brother. You maybe do have a feminine side. You may have a suffragette, a soul of one, caged up in your cranium. I've told you about gaslighting people's minds. It just brings forth images of imagination. There's nothing under trance or torture that is real. It's all totally unreliable. It's fragments of fantasia. This was much more than that. Brother, everyone had names, positions, loci, logistics. It was real. Everything you were saying, it wasn't the usual jumbled jargon. You know, the salad spiel that you normally get. You enacted their voices perfectly, like you swallowed their souls. They'd be dead inside your head. These past macabre memories, it's almost as though someone has purposely placed them there like a mind fugue into your memory. It's a technique, you know, for hiding information or suppressing massive trauma. Truth. Sister. Talk rubbish at times. This isn't the Manchurian Project. I'm just your brother. Remember, and we're not starting to rearrange my troubled mind. Because you think you've just heard some poltergeist far away in the potting shed, okay? Please, I'm being serious. Brother, you're going to have to let me unravel this mystery or this long-term problem. There's no mystery. And the problem, my little shrinky-dinky sister, is that I was abused by great-uncle Promiscuity, who fortunately for all of us is dead now after topping himself in Pentonville. A perverted old fiend who, when pissed, would have fornicated with a frog. If you'd been around at the time, he'd have sodomized you too. Listen, my beautiful brother. You must let me have a look inside your head. Someone or something is there. It's trapped inside. It has to be released before you can R.I.P. R.I.P. Rip apart a fart, more like. You shrinks, you just love it, don't you? Little spooky ESP, Alcatraz amnesia. In you go with your meddling menticide. Tinker, tailor, soldier, spy. Oops, it's all been a lie, but here, have a brand new brain. It's called Brian. Don't be silly. Brother, I am not the Stasi. You think I was going to start some touchless torture of the Zerzong on you? It's gentle. You may be suffering from parental alienation. Your second self is totally out of sync. You've got to prime in your perceptual patterns. What's needed to bring you back into realignment. Just fabulous. Just fabulous, isn't it? Then you, your cognitive contracts, your conceptuals, or in your case, contraceptuals. I'd be sprightly sprucked up, wouldn't I, with one of your fat old frog spawners. I only want to have a look and gently search cognitive clues as to why you're so mentally mixed up. I've told you why, darling, I'm mentally mixed up. PTSD. Parental traumatic stress disorder given to me by those two loonies, our dear departed deviant parents. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Stop it. Stop saying that. Dear God, who can't even stand for me to Take jest from the dead. Heaven help you if you hatch into my mind properly. Listen, brother. You're suffering from so many different things. It's almost possible to know where to begin. There's mind imagination, trauma, repression, false memory syndrome, amnesia, drink. Need I go on? Fabulous. There's a lifetime's work inside my head for who shrinks, isn't there? Okay? Who share it out forever. Never stop. I wonder if you have memory implantations. A form of mind hacking. Brain training. Sister. I've told you, it's just a broken brain. Fractured by mater and pater. No, brother. Your tabula rasa has been given some sort of cryptic coding. A sort that's hidden. Initialization vector. Like a religion. Hardwired. They call it a cryptic nonce, which is quite apt for a child nonce who's been sexually abused. But first, we need to find the psychological pseudo-random key to access all areas. Sister Shrink. Surely, by now, it must have come clear to you that I do not want you to unleash Pavlov's salivating dogs back into my cranium. I know, dear brother, but those red-eyed Baskervillian hounds are never going to stop chasing unless we realize or release them from your soul cage. You seem quite calm and cavalier, don't you, about inducing trauma, especially onto me. Are you sure there's not a little sadistic stars is sleeping inside you? As I remember, you weren't averse to a little BDSM on the FET frame. Brother, listen. I'm pretty sure your trauma, or the initialization vector, is hiding or residing in your C2 hippocampal region. And there's probably a lot of it. Similar to this, amazing how much you can store. It's like a black cabbie. You store the entire streets and places of London. And also people in religion with the black book, of course. You can suppress massive amounts of data. And the brain can keep it completely hidden. Dormant. After they've retired, then the cabbies never see it again. But your trauma must be released. Never. Beautiful. So I'm a comatose cabbie or some sort of compressed Christian, am I? Wonderful. Never heard anything so stupid in my life, you crazy dingbat. It's important. It's very, very relative. Can't begin to help you or treat you for this torment without knowing which cranial compartment to start with. That's why I need to gently take a proper look. You, my darling, are not treating me for anything. Oh, negativo. This Circus Maximus, this chariot of clowns that is racing around in my cranium, is all down to those members or monsters of my family. I'm hardly going to allow another sibling of Satan to stir up the silt or sediment with her silver spoon, am I? Do you hear? Don't be silly. I mean, Daddy didn't do this. Very beautiful to me. You don't know, Matron Pater, their darker side, a Jekyll and Hyde. They never showed it to you, but they certainly showed their shadow side to me. Anyway, sister, we'll leave my mind locked. I don't need you opening a jar of Jove and releasing Pandora's pox. I'll leave it under lock and key. Thank you very much.